This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where absolute warrior women who have been through absolute caca share with you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And today we are here with Debbie Jo Horton. Debbie Jo, thank you so much for being my guest today. Welcome.
Thank you for asking me. It's been a pleasure just hearing about everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. My pleasure as well. So Debbie Jo, let's get right into it. In a couple of sentences, please let us know who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day, assuming you're busy.
Well, so as you said, my name is Debbie Jo Horton, and I'm a founding brand partner with Niora International. I lead a global distribution team delivering quality anti-aging skincare and wellness products that under-promise and over-deliver. We make a positive impact on the world with our partnerships with Big Brothers Big Sisters in World Vision, and we've contributed over $5 million. I live in Rhode Island. I spent most of my time supporting my team and my family and networking and meeting interesting people and learning how I can help them grow.
Interesting people and growth. Love it. Fantastic. Debbie Jo, as you know, this is a podcast for and by women who've been through some really rough stuff. Would you please summarize for us what you have gone through and what was the worst part?
Okay, so to summarize the last 5 years, in 2014, my sister was diagnosed and treated with breast cancer and treated with radiation and tamoxifen. And in that same year, my significant other, Justin, was not feeling well, and doctors kept pushing it off, saying that, well, you know, at your age, you should expect blah, blah, blah. Well, but he had had a mastectomy in 2010. Yes, men do get breast cancer. And in July of 2015, it was in every single bone in his body. He was treatable, but he was not curable. Well, then in November of that same year, my 25-year-old son was diagnosed with leukemia, a type of leukemia called CML, which usually hits people between the age of 65 and 85. And unfortunately, there are more and more people who are getting it younger. The problem is that the treatment has not gone through a 10-year study because most people that get it between 65 and 85 don't survive, not just the cancer, but the other things that come along with it. Well, in March of 2016, Justin passed away. That was my significant other. My son went into remission of June of this year, but in July, I spent 3 days without his medication because of a change of medical insurance by his employer. In August, my sister was diagnosed again with breast cancer, and this time they think she also has thyroid cancer. And we've been 2 months trying to figure out whether or not she indeed has thyroid cancer so she can start her treatment. Last week, my son came out of remission. They think that maybe it's because of the 3 days of not being on treatment, but at this point, we're not really sure.
Understood. Debbie Jo, thank you for your courage and in sharing this with us. That's a lot of cancer and a lot of absolute caca. Thank you for sharing that. And totally. That's so much more than any one person should have to be dealing with. This really leads me directly into my next question, which is, it takes a total warrior to get through and or to get to the other side of what you have gone through and come through. For you, I understand that this situation is ongoing. At the times when you've been able to get to that other side, what has been the best thing about being there?
Yeah, well, I have been to the other side and now back into the caca. I have to say that I'm stronger, I'm more passionate and more resilient. And as long as we live, we're going to be faced with adversity that helps us to become better, more passionate human beings. It shows us that despite adversity, we really control our own reactions to what's going on. We can let us take us down and out, or we can use it to climb higher.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I completely agree. And let me ask you this, who are some other brave warriors like you who have gone through some total caca and gotten through to the other side who might be really good guests on this podcast?
Well, I know you usually focus on women, and so my first one is a woman. My girlfriend, Dina Davis, has actually survived breast cancer and at the time was holding down a few different jobs as well as raising two teenage boys as a single mom. And then, of course, my son, who really is still in the caca and holding down a full-time job in security, a very physically and mentally demanding job, but he also started his dream job or dream business as a personal chef that he works nights and weekends while still battling his leukemia.
Wow. What a hero. What a hero and so inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing those two people. So now we're really getting to the nugget, the nitty gritty, which is, Debbie Jo, what is a piece of advice that you would give to women who are in the midst of it right now? They're in the muck. How would you advise them to get to that other side?
Well, you know, it took me a while to figure this one out. So I say this with all sincerity, just focus on the absolute tasks that must get done and do them one at a time. We always try to do too much. Just cross out those not important things right off your list and never even put them back on again. Get them out of your head, right? Focus on what absolutely has to get done to take care of your own well-being and then the situation at hand, and then go all after all the rest, because who cares if the floors are not dusted? That's not gonna matter. It really doesn't. What matters is being able to give your complete attention to the must, starting first with caring for yourself, not taking things on, just like letting yourself getting run down. Don't take on too much. Then you have to care for your loved ones, the ones who can't take care of themselves. Like not the ones who can but don't want to, the ones that can't. And then take care of, you know, your job, your business, bringing that money in the door so that you don't have to worry about that as well. But you know what happens is that people are always saying, how can I help you, right? So take advantage of that. A lot of times as women, we go, no, that's okay. Really what you need to do is focus your time and energy. So when people ask, what can I do? Let them mop the floor. Like that, just give them something to do. Let them give you a ride to the hospital or bring you a cup of coffee or take you to lunch or just be there and sit in silence. So just let go and let love flow into your situation. Let it lift you up. I promise it is temporary. As much as it doesn't feel like it, especially since I'm back in it again, you might not feel like it is when you're in it, but I know that it is. And I know that I'll get through this as well, as will my sister and as will my son.
That's so beautiful, Debbie Jo. And what I love about what you've said is that it is so focused on, it's amazing. And I can say this from personal experience too, that dealing with a disease is something, and cancer in particular, is something that really gets your priorities in line.
Totally.
Maybe over time, but it gets your priorities in line. And you realize, because you have to in order to get through it, that there are some things that matter and some things that just don't.
Right.
Yeah. And I also love what you said about letting love flow into your situation. Let love flow into your life. Say yes to people who are offering to help.
Yeah.
That's huge. Absolutely huge. And I know that there are people listening right now who are really inspired by what you're saying and who are really taking it to heart. So thank you. And on a lighter note, since we at this podcast are all about being epic, 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 Debbie Jo, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
So I gave that a lot of thought. And so the superpower that I would want is to heal the world through spreading love and joy. Oh, wait. I already have that. So do you. So do you.
Healing the world through spreading love and joy.
Yes.
One theme that has come up in this podcast is the yin and the yang, the light and the dark, the pain and the pleasure, and then on the other, also pain and the joy. And one thing that I'm discovering about individuals and families who have come through absolute and total caca, because let's face it, it sucks.
Totally.
It just sucks, but it's also going through trauma and crisis can also lead to the highest of the highs, the joy, the love. And I'm really hearing that in what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Debbie Jo, where can we find you online? You mentioned that you have a business.
I do have a business. So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, just Debbie Jo Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, and Debbie Jo is D-E-B-B-I-J-O. There's no E after the I. And my website is DJ, short for Debbie Jo, because most people screw that up, djhorton.neora.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Debbie Jo, for being on this podcast and for being a blessing. And I really appreciate that you're with me today. This is Nikki Bruno and Debbie Jo Horton with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more fantastic ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering situation, please visit www.theepiccomeback.com.